open mic performer before the mini set is another spoken word artist, a wonderful writer, teacher, artist, actress. Please welcome Suzanne Owens.
Thank you, Ellen. Gee, that was great. First of all, I have to start with a story, and I'll try to make it short, which is usually hard. I had a beautiful little cat called Tiger Lily, and she used to come and meow at the door in the evening when she wanted in. And one night I went to bed with the window open behind me because she hadn't come in. And then I heard her meow, and I looked out the window and saw a huge beast bending over her. I screamed at it, ran out, and she was dead. It was a coyote. And then my son buried her behind by my front door. So this is in memorandum of my cat. The tiger or the lily? Tiger Lily, the full name of my calico cat. But leave the tiger out. Just call her Lily. Of all the cats on the street, she clings to the bottom branch of the pecking order. They sit spitting at each other in the driveway, but she won't stand up for her rights. She hides in the rafters of the garage, jumps on top of the car, or cringes under it. I thought I must leave her alone to fight for her rights. I thought they'd be friends, make a truce or something. But now I rush to the door and hiss at the intruder, scat, scat. Go back to your own habitat. Aren't you content with your own family? Being human, I've even considered buying a slingshot cap gun or some kind of spray. But to this day, Lily ventures only to the edges of the road. Unlike feral Susie across the road, who thinks she owns the whole neighborhood, even my front doorstep. In fact, last year I didn't leave my door ajar for Susie, but for the balmy summer weather. Nevertheless, she toured my house, and although I was unaware, enjoying her new territory, she slept with her superiority under my bed till morning. Last winter, on the coldest night, all the windows black, too late to call a neighbor, I searched for Lily's panic meows everywhere, around the house, on the road, in the marsh, calling and calling. Suddenly I looked up, and there she was, hooked to the tip of the tallest tree, as small and as round as a robin's nest. Finally, I phoned the police. But the young cop couldn't figure out how she'd climbed up so high. My tallest ladder, only one-third the height. His voice soothed. The cat got up, the cat'll get down. They know how to survive. Don't worry, she won't freeze. Then, in the baby hours of the morning, her pathetic meows at the side door. Well, the next day, I found large paw prints beneath that tree, and it was a coyote. Could he be the new invader in our quiet neighborhood? Maybe Lily knows. While scratching her ear, I wondered if she was born lacking the need to conquer. Perhaps she has no hunger for lands beyond her own. She's at ease with her status. And the tree on the lawn, she's content to live in peace with whatever lives in the marsh next door, in the small wood up the block, or in the bigger houses across the street. That's it. Thank you.
One more hand, please, for Suzanne Owens.